He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
Folks, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. Damn glad to be with you. Hope you're having a great day. Sorry that we are just a couple minutes late. It happens. It happens every time. And actually, there was a lot of tech issues that happened today. It's kind of a miracle that we're here, frankly. But we are, right, Disco?
We made it, and now the show has started, and we can't stop it now.
I mean, can't stop it now. We might.
It's like a snowball. Yeah.
Let me tell you in advance, it's probably not going to happen because I can't stop myself from talking, but I'm going to try to end the show a few minutes early today. It's still going to be damn near 2 hours if it's not 2 hours or more.
We'll start bets in the comments.
On whether it's going to happen or not. You can't stop talking.
Over, under, the whole nine yards.
You know, so we've got, just as a little side, and I don't want to say this to make you guys jealous, and some of you may like be like, you know, I'm not jealous anyways, but, you know, obviously Shafi is here, my translator and operational partner from Afghanistan from a long time ago, and he lives in town with us now, with us, and he's just gone through Ramadan, and, you know, where these folks do not eat from sun up to sundown, basically no drinking either, no water, no nothing. If you've been overseas, you know that. If you have a friend who's Muslim, you know that as well. But nothing for a month, and then, you know, when sun goes down, they just eat. Actually, he didn't, but a lot of them do gorge themselves up until, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning, and then they get some rest and do it all over again. Anyways, all that to say, we are having a massive feast tonight. And I can't wait for it. But there's a lot of.
I wish I was there.
You, yes. I'm just gonna send you pictures of like grease on my face as I'm like passed out in the corner. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be really good. We're excited about it.
Overnight me any leftover foods or anything.
You know, not where you are. if you were somewhere normal, maybe. But So I'm looking forward to that. That's one of the reasons why I might jump out just a smidge early today, but we'll see. There's a lot of festivities going on. But today's show is powered by you're right. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. Question of the day. Fire it up there. Good thing there's a producer here. Do you think we're going to talk about this today? Obviously. It's a big story. Do you think Roe versus Wade will get overturned? Obviously lots of discussion about it. You can see it on the screen there. Start weighing in. Send your yes or no answer in. I know that you've probably got some caveats, like I always do, some other things. But just send in a yes or no. Just send in yes or no. Do you think it's actually going to get overturned or not? We'll talk about it later on in the show. Keep those answers coming in. Today's now getting to that part. Is it okay now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I put up the graphic. You're good to go.
All right, good. Okay, so today's episode is powered to you by Red Beach Nation, who provides conservative beachwear for freedom-loving Americans. Whether you live at the beach or traveling to one or just want to imagine yourself there, they have got what you need. Their comfy, patriotic apparel sure to lift your spirits. So go to redbeachnation.com, use promo code Drew to save 10%. You're also supporting Shafi. If you do that, just saying, I don't want to like tug on heartstrings, but you should go there and do that. He's running operations over there now. He's kicking
in the
ass
arms of the angel.
Oh man, those commercials are brutal.
They are so brutal.
Oh my gosh,
it's like you watch it, and my wife looks over, I'm like, yeah, I want to get them all. I want to save all the dogs.
Honey, why are there 48 dogs in the house? Well, I saw a commercial.
I saw the commercial.
Yeah, it's
Heather
tough.
Lockley.
God bless her. So as food processing plants burn. Oil prices hit record high. Grocery prices reach heights that we don't want to see, especially today when you're having a big-ass feast like I am. Our borders wide-ass open. Our military is being purged of warriors, and the list goes on and on and on. We just keep sending more money to support Ukraine and Ukrainians, who, again, I feel bad for them. But we're sending money to support this country in a war that is not ours to worry about. And we know that. We've talked about that. But hearing Joe say this right here, it just irks me. Take a listen.
It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
So we're paying for pensions and social security for Ukrainians. That's just great. That's just great, Joe. And I know it's not Joe's decision per se, But come on, y'all. Americans are hungry. Americans are struggling too. And while they're not under attack by soldiers from an opposing government, you know who they are under attack from? This government. Our own government. A government parading this guy around right here.
Diller at the Biden Institute. So we call that using a point of personal privilege. Now, there have not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been one. So I want to take advantage.
Well,
did he just say there's never been a senator from
Delaware? He just said that. Yes, that's correct.
I want to make sure I heard that right.
Yeah. No, you heard it right. It's disturbing what we heard. It's confusing what we heard, especially since he was one. And then there's actually been two. There are two now. There's always been two senators from Delaware. That's how it works. But this guy, I mean, he just keeps reaching new lows. It's remarkable. And again, it's funny to watch. It's sad to watch. It's embarrassing to watch. It's all of these things in this tornado of doom that we're just kind of experiencing and living in right now. And it was just yesterday that I said the White House medical team, after we showed all those clips, you know, from the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I was like, you know what? Kudos to them. It seems like they got his meds right. He was on point. Excuse me. Some of his delivery was actually not too bad, as much as I don't like the guy. And then less than 24 hours later, they F it up. And he's out there saying that there's never been a senator from Delaware. Remarkable. But getting back to arming and paying for Ukraine, this story is one of hundreds of concerns. And keep in mind that the world, as you know, America is not in a good place. Everyone, it's just, we're all globally in a very bad place, but specifically here in America, we are over leveraged. And this administration has broken almost every institution in the country, and our enemies are frothing at the mouth because of our weakness right now. That's the situation we're dealing with right now. Then you add in Ukraine, and things aren't looking a whole lot better, right? And we've been sending all of these weapons. We just talked about, it was yesterday, right? I guess it was yesterday because today's Tuesday. We were talking about the suicide drones yesterday, right? And we sent a bunch of those, 121, I believe it was. And now they're talking about sending more. And they're talking about sending more money, more everything, as we are struggling with stuff here. And the U.S. has already provided 7,000 javelins, including some that were delivered ahead of Biden, in fairness, during the Trump administration. But about 5,000 of them have come under this administration, 5,500. Under this administration. We've sent drones, we've sent all of this stuff. And what's happening and what new reports are suggesting is, as you could probably imagine, our stockpile, our weapon stockpile, our armory is getting low. Analysts are saying that the U.S. has sent about one quarter of its stockpile of shoulder-fired Stinger missiles to Ukraine, which are critical. You've got Raytheon Technologies CEO Greg Hayes, who told investors last week during a quarterly call that his company, which makes the weapon systems, would not be able to ramp up production until at least next year due to part shortages, supply chain crisis, all the stuff that Joe's creating. So he's sending all of our stuff over there. Then we're dealing with money issues. We're dealing with supply chain issues. So we can't fix the problems that we're creating. So could this be a problem that we're crushing our own stockpile for the sake of someone else and someone else's war? Yes, absolutely. And retired Marine Colonel Kansian said the same thing. We're sending all of our stuff elsewhere when the world is as uncertain and as unstable as it's been in a long, long time. So what if things pop off with China, with Iran, with North Korea? All of them. What if this whole thing leads to a global conflict like everyone is concerned about? Everything, you know, about our exit from Afghanistan, everything about our current approach and handling of the Ukraine conflict is absolutely disastrous for the U.S. The country and the Constitution that this administration swore to protect comes dead last, as usual. And speaking of Americans being last, the border is yet another issue showing the radical left does not care about America or Americans. Here's Fox News' Peter Doocy, again going after Jen Psaki on the border and Biden's policies. Take a listen.
The DHS secretary is now talking about people on the terrorist watch list crossing the border into the U.S., and he says, we know where those 42 are. Why isn't he saying, we know where those 42 are, they're in jail?
Well, Peter, I would really point you to the Department of Homeland Security to get more follow-up details on his comments. I know he's spoken extensively at a range of hearings and obviously on a range of Sunday shows yesterday, including on Fox, I believe.
So then what is the president's priority? Would it be stopping potential terrorist attacks or letting these migrants come in?
Well, again, I think as we noted just a couple of weeks ago when there was reporting about the number of individuals who are on the watch list being stopped at the border, that was the Border Patrol doing their jobs. That was the system working. And certainly part of the role of the Department of Homeland Security is to keep our country safe, keep the American people safe. And I think that's an indication of Secretary Mayorkas' work to do exactly that.
But so if it takes 19 people to carry out the September 11th attacks, what do you guys think 42 people on a terrorist watch list might be capable of?
Again, Peter, the number one job of the President of the United States, the Vice President, certainly the Secretary of Homeland Security, is to keep the American people safe. And I think a lot of this reporting you're referencing is an indication that they're doing their jobs and doing exactly that.
And then,
so again, she points to anyone but her, and there's no answer for the 42 terrorists. And I assure you, by the way, that that number is higher. The watch list is a disaster. There's parts of it that work. There's parts of it that don't. It's complicated with names and tribes and all the stuff that you're tracking from that part of the world. So I am almost certain and can assure you that it's a higher figure than just 42. But 42 in and of itself is very concerning. And when asked about it, Mayorkas confirmed the crazy numbers, not just specifically the 42 people on the terrorist watch list, but the crazy numbers that are coming through in general in a steady pace. And he's seemingly unfazed by it. Listen to this.
The DHS has directly released at least 836,000 aliens into the United States since January 21st. Then you add the 207,000 unaccompanied alien children, UACs. And then your Border Patrol estimates somewhere from 200,000 to 400,000 gotaways. In other words, encounters that are not evade apprehension. So
And gotaways have been a challenge.
From the beginning, yeah.
From the beginning.
But that matches your numbers roughly?
I believe so.
So that's all without Title 42. In place. I mean, with Title 42 in place.
With Title 42.
When it's removed, you're going to see more numbers.
That's great, isn't it? Nothing to see here, though, right? And that Title 42 being removed is 20 days from now, you guys. 20 days from now. So that astronomical number that they're talking about there, and numbers, different categories of people, numbers of information that pertains to people coming across is about to skyrocket. As we've been telling you, as many as 18,000 illegals could come across the southern border per day later this May, 20 days from now when Title 42 is lifted. That equates to, as we've talked about before, over 6.5 million people per year. That's more than the population of like 30 plus states. That's insane. These people do not care about you. They do not care about our laws. They do not care about our country at large. They care about a country that they can recraft, recreate. And to get there, they've got to get things way, way worse. Not for them, of course, for everyone else. But getting back to Psaki, she wasn't done. Here she was on the Ministry of Truth.
It's not, the mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise. It will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical manner. It's basically meant to coordinate a lot of the ongoing work that is happening. And what their focus is, the focus is on disinformation that threatens the homeland, as I noted, which things like inciting, things that would incite violent extremism, human traffickers and other transnational criminal organizations, any efforts that malign foreign influence, anything that would endanger individuals during emergencies. So a lot of this work is really about work that people may not see every day that's ongoing by the Department of Homeland Security.
So notice buzzwords. They always use buzzwords. We've talked about that. We're talking about it again. Incite violence, she brings up. Of course, she brings up the border and human trafficking and stuff like that. No one's on board with any of that. But incite violence or endanger people, put people in danger, those are terms that they use all the time now when talking about conservatives, talking about you, talking about people who love this country. So we know that this is a concern. We know that everyone is growing concerned about this Ministry of Truth, this government disinformation board. But it's there's no reason you would do this unless you had malintent. And they're sitting up there. Mayorkas had another segment where he said, I promise we're not going to spy on Americans. Bullshit. And technically he's right, because it's not spying. You're just looking at Post and what they're doing. It's not straight. You're not getting a FISA warrant or something like that. But it's insane that they're saying this. The terms that she said, I was listening to that clip yesterday, and I almost didn't use it today. Like, you know what? It's just Psaki talking about this, lying about this again. But then I thought about it, and I thought about the fact that she's using all those buzzwords that, again, they've used to describe you and me and people on our side who stand up and protest to what this draconian government has done the past year plus. And those are the terms they use. So be careful here. All right, good news, YouTube, Facebook. You have got more time today. In fact, you've got the entire first hour. We're doing it this way now, where the first hour is there. And the first hour is going to the podcast. If you're a podcast listener, at the end of the first hour, that's going to be the end of the audio podcast. But you can come over to Rumble and catch the second hour. That's just how we're going to do it, at least for now. That's, you know, I know there's lots of changes going on, but that's the case right now. Everyone who is here, smash that like button, whichever platform you're on. Be sure that you are subscribed. Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever it might be, please hit that positive button. Please make sure you are following and or subscribe. All right. Inflation, $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 again, folks. And if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, you could be at risk. And we've got a solution for you. We've got a great new partner. Call GoldCo at 855-717-3188. Or just visit GoldCo.com/Drew. To get your free gold IRA kit. You could also get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. So head on over there, guys. GoldCo's got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've helped place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. So call 855-717-3188. Or again, you can visit goldco.com/Drew. Okay, so an unprecedented leak happened. We put the question of the day out there earlier. Do you think anything's going to change? Is this going to get overturned or not? And the reason that question's there, obviously, the reason the show's titled the way it is today, obviously, is there was this unprecedented leak that happened last night as someone from the Supreme Court let out a draft opinion on Roe versus Wade in which the infamous ruling is overturned 5-4. As you can imagine, people are not too happy on the left. Here's just one clip of the left's response.
Fuck! This abortion law goes beyond a woman's issue, and it goes beyond anything you can ever imagine. The societal implications of this are going to be insane. The amount of pain and damage this is going to cause, and the full ability to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body. And we're going back into a Handmaid's Tale society here.
All of you women who sat home, all you young girls,
she sounds drunk,
adults over 18 years old who did not go out and vote, who did not think that you need to protect your womb. We're now back in the dark ages.
Brace yourselves, ladies. I'm with you. My heart is just broken. I don't understand why this country hates women so much. I just don't understand it. We'll get through this. We'll figure out a way.
No more joking about it being a Handmaid's Tale. It will be.
I love it. I mean, there's that one seems totally shit-faced, like a total lush. The one who says, why does America hate women so much? I literally, every time I see that clip, I laugh about it. because it's absolutely not true at all. And literally until last night at around 9 p.m., no one could define what women were on the other side. Now it's all about women again. We'll get to that. But it's, I mean, someone joked about it. I think it was on Rumble. But why is it that all of the most vocal pro-abortion women always look least likely to get pregnant? Like, these you people on this video, come on. Like, that's not even a scenario for you. We've been told that men can now get pregnant. And not one of those lovely ladies mentioned anything about how men's pregnancies would be affected. There's no concern in their voice about that. But this shows once again how the alt-left acts like a champion of the underrepresented, like the trans community, which we talk about way too damn much on the show. But now we get the real side of the left. They only care about trans people if it benefits them. Should surprise no one. But now that the left is admitting only women can get pregnant, even if indirectly, the trans community is basically in timeout, kind of like BLM and Antifa have been in timeout for a little bit. Because the alt-left, they know it's all bullshit. They were only placating to the trans community with and pretending to believe that men could get pregnant. The speed with how quickly, though, the alt-left ditched the trans community over this leak is actually pretty astonishing if you think about it. Once the dust settles, the alt-left will be courting the trans community once again for support. But until then, sit down and shut up, trans people. That's basically what they're saying. Here's some more reaction. Here was the scene last night in D.C. If we've got
Don't look good as fuck out here.
My choice. My choice.
My body.
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 My choice. My choice. My choice.
Again. Here come women again. Women's a thing again. Of course it always was, but not to the left. But these people, I mean, this is only going to get more and more and more out of control. It's going to be both funny and sad to see what transpires over the next several days, weeks, and months, because this is at least as it's anticipated, not to be a decision that becomes official, regardless of which way it goes in the near term here. But then here was Pelosi and Schumer's response. This is the written response. I've got a video we can show you of Schumer as well. But they said, if the report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict, let's hold that one for a second, just go. It's poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. The Republican-appointed justices' reported votes to overturn Roe versus Wade would go down as an abomination, one of the worst and most damaging decisions in modern history. Several of these conservative justices, who are in no way accountable to the American people, have lied to the U.S. Senate, ripped up the Constitution, now that's just funny, and defiled both precedent and the Supreme Court's reputation, all at the expense of tens of millions of women who could soon be stripped of their bodily autonomy and the constitutional rights they relied on for half of a century. The party of Lincoln and Eisenhower has now completely devolved into the party of Trump. Every Republican senator who supported Senator McConnell and voted for Trump justices pretending that this day would never come will now have to explain themselves to the American people. So the left always says abortion is a constitutional right. And Chuckles here uses that line again, as you can hear in what I just read. But where in the Constitution does it say a woman has the right to end a life? I'm guessing it's maybe in the same section that states a fetus has autonomous rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I hate to break it to you, Democrats, but neither of those talking points are rights listed in the Constitution. It's just not true. They love to make it that way. They love to say, it's my body, my rights. And it is your body. But what you're talking about doing, murdering an innocent life, that's not your body. Might be in your body, but it's not. That's another life, my friend. Here was Chuck's verbal statement this morning on the Senate floor, kind of issuing in or ushering out some of the same points. Take a listen.
This is a dark and disturbing morning for America. Last night, a report disclosed that a conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade and uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion. If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans.
All right, so a lot more of the same. Again, these people, I think it's a mixture, right? It's a mixed bag when it comes to politicians, Democrats in particular, but our side too. But particularly these Democrats, there's a lot of them who understand what the Constitution say. They just understand that their followers are idiots and they can push out any message they want and they will take it hook, line, and sinker. There's other of them who I think really do not get it. They never have actually read the Constitution. They do not understand how our separate branches of government work. They do not understand the people, the Americans, the constituents that they represent. And every time they talk out loud or put something on paper, it becomes all the more clear. Speaking of Pelosi earlier, though, that first statement I read was a joint one between her and Schumer. Here was a family member of hers, Gavin Newsom, the California governor. Here was his response. We'll put it up on the screen. And it just says, "This draft opinion is an appalling attack on the rights of women across the country. And if it stands, it will destroy the lives and put countless women in danger. It will be the end of the fundamental constitutional rights that American women have had for nearly 50 years. Again, that's not true. This is not an isolated incident, and it is not the end. We have a Supreme Court that does not value the rights of women, also not true, and a political minority that will stop at nothing to take those rights away. This won't stop with choice and the right to privacy. They are undermining progress and erasing the civil protections and rights so many have fought for over the last half century. I'm furious that my own daughters and sons could grow up in America that is less free than the one they were born into. We have to wake up. We have to fight like hell. We will not be silenced." So you're sad that your kids will live in an America where you can't just choose to murder babies. That's what you're saying. That's what all of them are saying. If only left-wingers would come right out and say what they mean, that they're for post-birth abortion. As the former Quisling governor of Virginia put it, "The baby will be made comfortable and the mother will decide." That's who these people are. Just own it. We've talked about left-wingers and incrementalism, and abortion is a perfect example of how there's no compromising with the alt-left. Again, no compromising with the alt-left. Rare, safe, and legal has now become killing a baby after it's born. If you're an alt-lefty and your baseline is for when should an abortion take place is after the child is born, then we literally have nothing to discuss. If that's how you're looking at things, then there are, I get it, there's different stages that they discuss, and some people are here and here. I'm against all of them, but there's different phases that they talk about. But if you're for infanticide, because that's what we're talking about, then you're pure evil. And again, we have nothing to discuss on the matter. And that's why we have nothing as a country to discuss on a lot of matters, because we can't agree on very simple things.
Yeah. Demo was asking earlier, what does Shafi think about this? Like, does he know what's going on with all this and everything? Or have you guys discussed it?
You know, because this happened last night, and he was already in his room. Because I saw it, I don't love Hannity, but I saw it come up on Hannity last night after Tucker, and was watching it then. And then he's been busy. We're all that to say that we have not talked about it. I'm sure we will later tonight. But he's been working today on the shirts, and we haven't talked about it. That's a good question, but I guarantee you he takes our side on it. I mean, they are the traditions and values and the love and respect for family. They are all about family over there. So I can, and they're all about God, and there's differences in our religions, no doubt. But their commitment, the good people, which is most of them over there, to how they do things, how they live their lives, I guarantee you they're not on this side. I guarantee you Shafi would want to kill all those people who would do this to children. And Shafi's killed a lot of people. So that would be maybe we don't get him excited about this.
Maybe we don't talk.
We'll just leave it there, Demo. That's a good question, though. Okay, so let's. I want to continue with this, but real quick, friends, I know my audience. I know that you love the Second Amendment, that we love our firearms, as you should. You should buy more. And we all want to be confident and accurate with our firearms, But to do that, we need to have regular training. It doesn't matter if you've had a lot before, if you've had a little before, training is training. You need lots of it. It does go away if you don't use it. So keep doing it. However, it's difficult. With soaring prices, busy lives, most of us can't get to the range or buy loads of ammunition, but I've got good news for you. Yes, I do. Strikeman was developed as a training tool to solve this problem. And with Strikeman's advanced app and custom laser cartridge, you can practice safely at home with your firearm without the cost or inconvenience of traditional training. Save big on costly trips to the range, conserve ammunition, and train effectively in the comfort of your own home. Try Strikeman risk-free for 15 days. If it doesn't improve your accuracy, they will refund you in full. And for the first month, this first month of the partnership, this month of May, you can go to Strikeman. You can try it for $79 by using promo code TRAININGDAY, all mashed together, TRAININGDAY. You can see it on the screen. Again, that's strikeman.io. It's not .com, folks. Strikeman.io. Use promo code TRAININGDAY, and you will get it for $79. Okay, continuing on with the lighthearted topic of abortion, there's a lot of unanswered questions with regards to this leak, this whole story writ large, such as who is the leaker? Who let this out? And there's a couple theories on who the leaker is. The most obvious one would probably be a clerk or someone at that level from one of the left-wing justices. Is it the same person who leaked the story about Justice Sotomayor and being afraid of other justices who weren't wearing masks, which of course turned out to be a non-story? It's clear, though, that there is a mole in the court's midst who has a personal agenda that apparently supersedes the integrity of the court. Then the not-so-obvious leaker would be a clerk of one of the conservative justices. The thought being that if that were the case, that it would pressure the other justices into not reversing their vote, which is an interesting theory. You could see some legs on either one of them. But then what are, and this has been talked about a lot today on conservative media, I don't know about media on the other side, but what are the consequences for this person, for the person who has leaked this? And technically, at this point, there's no criminal penalty for leaking a Supreme Court ruling. It's considered unethical, unprofessional behavior, and that person might be disbarred. In fact, they likely would be. But as it stands right now, that's kind of where it is. Once the FBI starts investigating, however, who we, of course, all trust so much. No, we don't. If the leaker doesn't come clean at that point, then were they discovered, they would be charged with lying to law enforcement. Then another possibility is if the leaker obtained the opinion by hacking into the Supreme Court computer network, that, of course, too, could result in criminal charges. But two things are for sure. The leaker will be a hero to the left and will make serious amounts of money over their lifetime for their impetuous act of juvenile virtue. And then also GoFundMe, who we've seen slam conservative efforts, will definitely let their legal defense fund a page and keep it up as long as they need to. So note those things. But what would actually happen if this were overturned? And the question today was, will it be overturned? Will Roberts or someone be gotten to? Will they change their mind? There's reports now that Roberts is saying, I'm on board with parts of it, but not others. And by the way, you can see here, there's already pictures out there because the left loves to make lists and do things. But here's a picture of the Supreme Court with all the people who are voting for it, allegedly circled. But what would happen if it actually happened? And to reiterate, just as a reminder to people, I think most of the people in this audience are smart and understand this, the Supreme Court ruling doesn't outlaw abortion. The ruling takes the federal government out of the abortion equation and leaves it up to the voters in individual states to decide if they want abortions to be legal in their state, which seems like a reasonable compromise, right? To take federal government out of the decision, which they never should have been in the first place, making the process smoother, letting the voters have a say on what happens in their own state. The problem, though, is that word compromise, because unfortunately compromise is not an option for the left. It's their way or you're going to be punished. That's how they do things. And the left, as we know, they don't mess around with punishments. weaponizing the IRS to go after Tea Party groups and individuals, big tech, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, silencing me, others like me. FBI planning informants to help create crimes to damage the reputation of political rivals. The examples are literally endless. Left-wingers, they play the long game, and they're ruthless in achieving their goals. What they're doing to Biden says a lot. I mean, look at that. For the left, Biden's just simply a means to an end. He's disposable. It's clear as day. Once his expiration date is up, he'll be poured down the drain like a curdling clump of sour white milk. The alt-left, like the Chinese communists, put ideology well before the individual. A lot of their followers, a lot of their people who are involved in it don't see that. And they play along. And it does not end well for them. But that is how they treat their people. In the coming weeks, we're going to see left-wingers engage in some hardcore activities, you guys. Last night, you had Bernie Sanders who tweeted to end the filibuster, saying, quote, Congress must pass legislation that codifies Roe versus Wade as the law of the land in this country. Now. And if there aren't 60 votes in the Senate to do it, and there are not, we must end the filibuster to pass it with 50 votes. They've wanted to pack the court and eliminate filibuster, and this leaked opinion is giving them all the momentum and all the reason and justification in their minds to do that. By eliminating the filibuster, the 60-vote threshold for legislation passage is gone. And it basically becomes mob rule, with the majority doing whatever they want. Whoever holds the conch makes the decision. Packing the Supreme Court is another way to manipulate another branch of government, something we don't want the left doing. The idea is to pack it with justices that fall in line with their alt-left agenda. That way, no decision can go ever go against their leftist ideology. And keep in mind, and you guys, again, you guys know this, but every country that's fallen to communism, the first priority is to take over the court system to ensure that no legal challenges can be made to the party or person in power. These guys, the left, the radical left, play for keeps. And we need to buckle up because things are going to get really ugly really fast. After 2 years of lockdowns and mask mandates and riots, people are walking through life at an eight, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. Add inflation, rising gas prices, threats of food shortages, which we talk about all the time, and now the possible reversal of Roe versus Wade. The mood in the country couldn't be worse for some really bad shit to kick off. And getting back to the question real quick to start the show, I'm a pessimist when it comes to this stuff, when it comes to DC and everything. And in general in life, I like to try and be an optimist. It's getting so damn hard to do that. But you get back to the question of the day, and if you're coming in late, the question of the day was this. Do you think Roe versus Wade will get overturned, yes or no? With all that's been leaked, with all that's out there, it would indicate and lead you to believe that that is a distinct possibility, and it's in fact the likely possibility. But with Roberts and some of the people there, I mean, these people, you heard Schumer in the clip that we showed earlier, slam these Trump-appointed conservative justices, talk about how they don't understand or follow the Constitution, this, that, and the other. First of all, that's not true. But second of all, so many of them have frequently sided with you guys, with the left. They have not been, we celebrate, like we had an opportunity to really make some positive change for this country, to really follow this Constitution, to really push back against the left. And we've not seen that happen because of some of the people that are on the court. So it's been frustrating. It's been disappointing. And because of all that, my gut tells me that because there is still time, and that is part of the reason where I think scenario one, where a leftist clerk put this out there, And you're going to have the left put a ton of pressure on these people. There's going to be threats. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. And I think that you get Roberts or you get one of those people that ends up changing his tune and this thing sticks. Maybe Mississippi and the court handling that's going on down there comes out okay for the state. But on a national level where it should not be, again, this should be pushed back to the states. It should be overturned and given to all 50 states. My sense is that someone will flip, that will end up losing this 4-5, rather than what's been leaked and what everyone thinks is going to happen 5-4 right now. But I can tell you this, what will be interesting to see is if it is in fact overturned later this spring, summer, whatever, you're going to see, we always talk about how people are kind of just naturally, maybe not naturally because it's not been fun, it's not been easy for a lot of people, but people are essentially balkanizing here in the states now. There are states like Florida and Texas, Mississippi, South Dakota, Oklahoma, you name it, that love the Constitution, love this country, want to follow the laws. And there are states like Connecticut, we talked about this week, who in California and Colorado and New York, who are going the exact opposite direction. And if this were to be overturned, you would see balkanization in rapid effect. You would see some states immediately go deep blue. Some of them that already are deep blue, but they would go further blue. Some of ours would go further red. And this would really speed up that whole process, which would be great. Again, everyone put your cards on the table. I don't like the fact that the left is who they are. I don't want any of their communist bullshit in our country. I don't like a lot of the things they do. But here's what I would at least respect and appreciate. If you would say, you know what, we like killing babies. And they do. They essentially do. But then they cloak it in all this other flowery language and make it about this, make it about that. No. Just come out and say this. Come out and say, I don't believe in God. I'm all for killing babies. I'm all for letting everyone into the country without any rules and ensuring that people don't follow laws. I'm all for this. I'm all for that. Just throw it all on the table. But they won't do that. Despite being who they really are. That's who they really are. Okay. Coming up in hour two, we've got tweet of the day. We'll get to it. It's a great Elon one. He continues to troll the left. He continues to go after them. It's been amazing. Then you've got the left who's calling Tucker Carlson a threat and someone who's, quote, dangerous. We've got some seriously crazy stories as well that you don't want to miss. And particularly, you don't want to miss the last one. Did you read that one yet, Disco? Did you get a preview of that one?
I have not.
Okay. Did you pull any pictures for that one by chance?
The last one?
The last one.
We'll see. The check during our break.
we'll see. Yes, I can see one. I can see that you did. Over...
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I don't want to tell people what it is because if they didn't read the story, they're just not going to believe it. It's fascinating, disturbing. Yeah. It's a lot of things. But you're going to want to see it. So there's a ton coming up.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, good Lord of the Flies pull there in that last story.
I hold the conch.
I literally was like, yes. That's exactly how it's going to be.
Pretty much. It's damn near how it is now. It's just only going to get worse. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. All right, folks on legacy social media, meaning YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, your feed is about to end. Folks listening to the podcast, the show for you is about to end. But here's the good news. There's a second hour. It's over on Rumble, and you can head over there now. It's on rumble.com/Drew Berquist or search Drew Berquist on Rumble. We will see you there. The rest of you hang tight. We'll be right back after a quick pause.
Hey, we like you, but if you're on legacy social media, your live feed pretty much ends now. Continue watching today's live episode and engaging on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Berquist. Again, that's rumble.com/Drew Berquist.